You are listening to a podcast from Victory. The promise of the Holy Spirit is for all who believe and is meant to empower God's people. Learn more about this truth in week 3 of our series, A New Hope.
Magandang araw po sa ating lahat. Ako po si Romel and I'm one of the pastors at Victory Metro East. And here in Victory, we are here to honor God and to make disciples. Could you imagine us as a church, as Christians, as a family, not celebrating or even commemorating Christmas or Easter? Having a year without Christmas celebration and no Lenten season, no observance of Good Friday or Resurrection Sunday? Man, it is unimaginable, right? And that's why we have two of the longest holidays in our calendar. And that is during Christmas season and Lenten season, tuwing mahal na araw po, ano? And in Christmas, it is the event that celebrates the birth of Jesus and the beginning of His ministry of redemption here on earth, that He is Emmanuel, God with us. Easter celebrates the resurrection of Jesus and God's ultimate victory over sin and death. And every time we are observing Christmas and Easter, having their stories being told year in and year out, it helps us understand the meaning of Christian faith. But do you know that there's another event that just as central to our understanding of what it means to be a Christian? And that event is Pentecost. Pentecost is rooted in the story in Acts 2 and celebrates the day when the Holy Spirit was poured out on the disciples who were gathered in Jerusalem. You see, at Christmas, it is God with us. But by the time Pentecost came, God is within us. He lives inside of us. We have become the temple of the Holy Spirit. Why? Because God poured out His Spirit upon us. And do you know that today is Pentecost Sunday? Yes. Ngayong araw po ng linggo na to, ito po ay araw ng Pentecost. And so we'll be talking about the outpouring of the Holy Spirit and its importance for us today. Can we just open our Bibles in the book of Acts? And we will be reading from Acts 2 verses 1 to 4. And we will go with the story as we go along in our preaching. Sabi po dito, when the day of Pentecost arrived, they were all together in one place. And suddenly, there came from heaven a sound like a mighty rushing wind, and it filled the entire house where they were sitting. And divided tongues as of fire appeared to them and rested on each one of them. And they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Let's just pray, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray that you would fill us with your Spirit. Lord, that you would lead us and guide us. Lord, enable us to hear from your word today and enable us to apply it in our lives. Holy Spirit, we need you. Be with us. Speak to our hearts. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Just to give us a background of Acts 2, no? It is the day of Pentecost. Now, during their time, Pentecost happens 50 days after Passover. No? The word Pentecost literally means 50th or 50th day. And so for a Jew, Pentecost was the time they celebrated the first harvest of the agricultural year. So it was a time that they would give thanks to God for the land had produced and for what their labor had yielded. And so it's a big celebration, you know? And so it triples the number of people in Jerusalem. And so they were staying in Jerusalem at that time, God-fearing Jews from every nation under heaven. Visitors from Rome, both Jews and converts to Judaism. Why? Because it is a big feast at that particular time. This was also the time that the disciples were waiting for the promise of the Father that they should not leave Jerusalem until they were baptized. Until they were filled with the Holy Spirit. And so they were waiting and seeking God in prayer in one place and expecting the move of God to happen during this particular time. And while they were waiting in one place, united in prayer, suddenly, kay bigla na lang pong may nangyari and it happened so fast, no? Yun po yung binasa natin in Acts 2. And in NLT, it says here, in verse 2, suddenly a sound like the blowing of a violent wind came from heaven and filled the whole house where they were sitting. They saw what seemed to be tongues of fire that separated and came to rest on each of them. And all of them were filled with the Holy Spirit, and they began to speak in other tongues as the Spirit enabled them. And so what happened? They were all filled with the Holy Spirit, all of them. And then they began to speak in other tongues, other languages, as the Spirit enabled them. And so when the Spirit was poured out, supernatural things did happen. Okay? At ang isa po sa makikita natin dyan is that the Holy Spirit empowers every believer to be effective witnesses. Paano po nangyari yan? Ano? Ang nangyari po niyan, the disciples spoke in other languages as the Spirit enabled them. And so they were not just bubbling any other words. I mean, they spoke in a known language. Language they spoke as the Spirit enabled them. Language they never grew up. Language they never studied. But they were able to speak it as the Spirit enabled them. And so, the Galileans, okay, the disciples were Galileans, yet they were speaking different language. No? Para po tayong mga Pilipino, kapag nagsalita po tayo ng English, yes, we were speaking in English, pero meron po tayong tono na parang Tagalog or kung Bisaya tayo, tonong Bisaya. And so sila po, they're speaking other language, pero meron pa rin po silang punto ng Galileans. And so the crowd came together in bewilderment because each one heard their own language being spoken. In verse 8, it says, then how is it that each one of us hears them in our native language? Ito po yung crowd, no? Parthians, Medes, Elamites, residents of Mesopotamia, Judea, Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia, Pamphylia, Egypt, and the parts of Libya near Cyrene, visitors from Rome, both Jews and converts to Judaism, Cretans and Arabs, we hear them declaring the wonders of God in our own tongues. And so the Holy Spirit empowered the believers to declare the wonders of God, the mighty acts of God in other languages. The disciples were filled with the Spirit of God and they began to speak in other tongues. The Lord empowered the disciples to speak in other languages so that those people from every nation will hear the mighty works of God. And so the believers are declaring, they were declaring the praises of God in various languages so that the gospel will be made available to all nations. That's how the Holy Spirit empowered them to become effective witnesses. But not only that, the disciples became bold in preaching the gospel. The Holy Spirit empowered the believers to boldly proclaim the good news of the gospel. In Acts 2, verse 14 says, but Peter, standing with the 11, lifted up his voice and addressed them, men of Judea and all who dwell in Jerusalem, let this be known to you and give ear to my words. Interesting po ito, ano? Who stood up? Who became the spokesperson of the apostles? Who was their main speaker? Who gave the first sermon about the gospel after Jesus ascended into heaven? Man, it was Peter. Peter, the one who went down on the books in history, on our Bibles, who denied Jesus not only once, not twice, but three times. Peter was the one who delivered the first sermon about the gospel. Grabe to, who's Peter? He was fearful. Grabe, takot po siya, no? When Jesus was arrested and tried, and when Jesus was punished and sentenced to death, Peter didn't want to be associated with Christ. He went back to fishing and run away from His calling. I mean, how do you get over that? And yet, here in Acts 2, we see a different Peter, a transformed man. But how come? Why? Because Christ restored him. But not only did Christ restore him, Peter was filled with the Spirit of God. And so from denying his Savior to now declaring and preaching the gospel. Why? Because the Holy Spirit empowers every believer to become effective witnesses. Ito po yung sinasabi sa Acts 1:8. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth. And maybe you are here today, and probably you have said, man, many times I have denied my Savior. Many times I have backed out in preaching the gospel. Guess what? When we are filled with the Spirit of God, it will enable us to become effective witnesses. We are able to do what we cannot do on our own, and at the same time, God will give us the boldness to proclaim the gospel to other people. And that is the work of the Spirit of God. Not only does the Holy Spirit empower us to become effective witnesses, ang isa po sa mga makikita natin dito in this account is that the Holy Spirit convicts people of their sins. Acts 2:36 says, and this is Peter, no? Speaking, preaching part of his sermon, let all the house of Israel therefore know for certain that God has made him both Lord and Christ, this Jesus whom you crucified. Now, when they heard this, the crowd, they were cut to the heart and said to Peter and the rest of the apostles, brothers, what shall we do? And so the people, from their unbelief, began to believe in Jesus. They were cut to the heart. They got convicted of their sins. And so the image of Jesus, their own Savior and King, their Lord, beaten and bruised, tortured, blood all over his head, his back, his hands, his feet. Jesus being nailed on the cross was still very fresh on their minds. I mean, they could still hear him wailing and shouting because of so much pain and torture. For every whip on his back, flesh would be ripped off his body. It was a bloodbath. And they could freshly remember what has been done to Jesus. For this just happened 7 to 8 weeks before. They can recall what had happened to their Savior. And they were guilty as charged. Cut to the heart means like a knife was thrust into their flesh. Kumbaga tagos po yun sa puso. Sagad to the bones yung guilt nila. And for the first time, they felt a mortal sting of what they have done to Jesus. It had pierced their soul. And so they were really convicted. Couldn't undo what they have done. A terrible thing it was to kill your own Savior. They have been waiting for the Messiah. And yet when the Messiah appeared, what have they done to him? They killed him. And so the people were desperate to avoid the wrath, to make right of the wrong. They just murdered the Son of God. And so the Jews, being convicted of their sin, asked Peter, what shall we do? And you see, that conviction would only come through the power of the Holy Spirit. John 16, verses 8 to 9 says, and when he comes, this is Jesus speaking about the Holy Spirit, and when he comes, he will convict the world concerning sin and righteousness and judgment. Concerning sin, because they do not believe in me. You see, the world is a sinful place. And one of the Holy Spirit's tasks is to convict the world of its sin. And so no amount of preaching, no amount of pleading or pointing of fingers will bring about the conviction of sin unless the Holy Spirit is at work in the sinner's heart. It is the Holy Spirit's job to convict. And what is the most basic sin of which the world is guilty of? Jesus pointed it out here. It is unbelief. Unbelief. And that's exactly what happened to these people. From unbelief, they now believe in Jesus, repented of their sins, and received forgiveness from God. You see, and because of the work of the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit was poured out on this day of Pentecost, it empowered the believers to minister. It empowered them to become effective witnesses, speaking in new tongues to declare the mighty acts of God, boldly preaching the gospel. And the Holy Spirit convicting the people of their unbelief, of their sins. And guess what happened? Because of the work of the Holy Spirit, the church grew from 120 to more than 3,000 believers. And only the Holy Spirit can do such work. Acts 2:41 says, "So those who received his word were baptized, and they were added that day about 3,000 souls." And so Pentecost, the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, basically marks the birth of the church. If Christmas marks the birth of Jesus, Pentecost marks the birth of the church. If Easter marks the day when Jesus was raised from the dead, Pentecost marks the day when the gospel began to make its way to people of every nation and eventually to places all over the world. It is at Pentecost that the work of the church began as agent of reconciliation and as minister of the gospel. At Christmas, Christ was born. Good Friday, Christ was crucified. Easter, Jesus resurrected from the dead. There is nothing for us to do except to celebrate and give thanks for the work Christ has done on our behalf. But at Pentecost, when God poured out his Spirit on the disciples, we are not anymore spectators, but we are being equipped by the power of the Holy Spirit so we as believers can become actively involved in the work of redemption by preaching the gospel. This is what Pentecost is all about. It is the day Jesus officially transferred to his disciples the responsibility of spreading the message of salvation. Pentecost is the day when God decided that the way the world would be evangelized, that the way the world would be won, is not by the singular ministry of his Son, Jesus Christ, although Christ can certainly do that, but by the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, the disciples being empowered by the Spirit to every believer. We have now become a partner of God, co-workers, because of the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. And this cannot be done apart from the work of the Holy Spirit. And the Bible shows us, particularly in Acts 2, na pwede natin itong gawin. And you may ask, me preaching the gospel? Me being able to be used by God to do supernatural things? That when I begin to pray for people that they would get well? Yes, you can. Why? Because the good news is the Holy Spirit is for all believers. Acts 2:4 says all of them were filled with the Holy Spirit. No exemptions, all of them. It was not just for the apostles. It was also for the disciples, for all the believers who were there. 120 of them. In Acts 2, verses 17 to 18, it says here, and again, this is Peter speaking, "And in the last days it shall be, God declares, that I will pour out my Spirit on all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your young men shall see visions. Your old men shall dream dreams. Even on my male servants, female servants, in those days I will pour out my spirit and they shall prophesy. You see, the Holy Spirit is for all. Men and women, sons and daughters, male and female servants. The gift of the Holy Spirit is for all believers. And it doesn't really matter if you're just new believer. Kakakilala mo lang si God. It is for you. I mean, the audience of Peter. I mean, those people who have murdered the Son of God, when they got convicted and they asked, what shall we do? Ito po yung sinabi ni Peter, verse 38 to 39. And Peter said to them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. For the promise is for you, and for your children, and for all who are far off, for everyone whom the Lord our God calls to himself. And so the Holy Spirit is for all who would believe in Christ. The Holy Spirit is for all whom the Lord will save. The Holy Spirit is for all whom the Lord calls to himself. The Holy Spirit is for all who will believe. Meron po akong nabasang quote, ano? Hindi ko na alam kung sino nagsabi nito. Sabi niya ganun, ano? At Christmas, the Father gave us His Son. On Good Friday, we killed Him. On Easter Sunday, God raised Him from the dead. But on the day of Pentecost, God says, when you repent, I forgive you. Here, have my Spirit too. Wow. What a gift. We have murdered the second person of the Trinity and God is offering us the third, the Holy Spirit. In other words, He is willing to cancel all of our debts, then come and live within us and guides us and changes us and empowers us to be an effective witness. And this we cannot work for. It cannot be earned. It cannot be bought. It is a free gift to all who would repent, who would turn from darkness to light and call on the name of the Lord. What a gift. The gift of the Holy Spirit. And so the Holy Spirit empowers us beyond our own capability. The Holy Spirit empowers us to move past our fears and be bold in preaching the gospel. The Holy Spirit is convicting people of their sins. And you see, God is moving and the Spirit of God is for all believers. And you see, God is looking to give the gift of the Holy Spirit afresh to those who would believe. Meron po akong testimony na nakita na from our Every Nation campus, Metro East. Alright? Okay, sabi po ni Angel, ano, last year, okay, pa po ako natapos mag 1-to-1, pero hindi pa po ako nakapag-Victory Weekend agad kasi may mga nangyayari sa personal life ko. Okay, pagdating ng January, na-plug-in ako sa Victory Group ni Ate Janine. Then doon ko nakilala si Talia at ako ang pinag 1-to-1 sa kanya. Okay, kinabahan ako. Pero at the same time, masaya kasi finally makapag-1-to-1 na ako ng iba. Pero dahil sa quarantine, di naging ganoon kadali yung communication namin. Tipong ang haba na nang nasabi ko, tapos connecting pa pala sa kanya. Kaya need kong ulitin. At minsan, nauudlot kasi may biglaang uutusan sa amin sa bahay. Pero sa wakas, natapos din namin kahit paputol-putol at madaming pagsubok na dumaan. Wow! That's what's a picture of being empowered by the Spirit of God. Pero hindi yun doon nagtatapos. After naming matapos ni Talia sa 1-to-1, alam ko lang na sa dami ng nangyayari, kailangan kong i-share si Jesus sa mga tao. Kaya nag-message ako sa friend ko na si Joy. And so, sinyer ko si Jesus sa kanya at nag-start kami mag-1-to-1. Ngayon, nasa chapter 3 na kami at mas excited pa ako na mas ma-share si Jesus sa kanya at sa iba ko pang mga kaibigan. Fully convinced na ako na kahit sa kalagitnaan ng isang pandemic, yung kingdom ni God mag-a-advance at masaya ako na ginagamit tayong lahat ni Lord para ma-preach ang gospel niya. Wow! That is a picture of a someone who is empowered by the Spirit of God. And you see, more than ever, we need the Spirit of God today. We may not know what the future holds, what it would look like, but what we know is that God is calling us and empowering His church to fulfill His mission to disciple all nations. Yes, this is what we are certain. Times may change, our methodology may change, our missions remains the same. Victory. We are called to honor God and make disciples through the power and the leading of the Holy Spirit in our lives. We exist to honor God by establishing a Christ-centered, Spirit-empowered, socially responsible churches and campus ministries in every nation. Times may change, but our mission and our calling from God did not change. We are here to declare the wonders and the mighty acts of God through the power of the Holy Spirit. And so would you ask our Heavenly Father to fill us anew, to fill us afresh, that fresh fire, that fresh anointing, that fresh love from our Heavenly Father, that God will renew us, enlighten us, strengthen us, emboldening us to share and preach the message of the gospel. Not only declaring it with our mouths, but demonstrating it by loving others and loving and serving our neighbors. Amen. Luke 11:13 says, "If you then, who are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will the Heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask Him?" Let's ask for the gift of the Holy Spirit. Let's ask for that outpouring of the Spirit of God upon each and every single one of us today. You see, God is moving. I believe God is convicting and calling a whole lot of people, and it would take the church to proclaim and declare the gospel to other people. And we can only do that effectively when we are empowered by the Spirit of God. And so would you come to the Lord today, that the Lord will pour out His Spirit upon each and every single one of us today, that we may become effective witnesses of the gospel, boldly declaring the gospel to other people. Amen. Can we just take this time to pray? Lord, in the name of Jesus, pandemic or not, Your calling to us remains the same, and that is to go out there and make disciples of all nations. Times may change, but our mission remains the same, and that is to preach the gospel. Our values never change, that we are here because we value the Lordship of Jesus Christ. We are here because we value lost people. We are here because we value spiritual growth. We are here because we value leadership development. We are here because we value family. Our mission and values never changes. The same Spirit that is working or was working in the lives of the apostles, of the disciples in the Pentecost, is the same Spirit of God who is working in our lives and in our nations and in the world today. Lord, this is what we're sure of. And so, Lord, in the name of Jesus, Father, we ask of You, Lord, that You would pour out Your Spirit upon each and every single one of us today, that You would continually fill us every single day of our lives. Lord, that You would refresh us. Lord, that You would continually anoint us, that You would continually embolden us And Lord, you will fill us with the love of the Father that we might continually proclaim and declare the gospel boldly to other people. Lord, you've called every single one of us, every believer, every Christian. Lord, you have bestowed us with your Spirit. You have bestowed us gifts that we could use to proclaim and declare the gospel to other people. Lord, thank you. And so, Lord, would you activate those gifts? Lord, would you continually fill us, Lord, with more compassion for people, that we might continually make known the mystery of the gospel to other people. Lord, this we ask in the mighty name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. And I want to pray for some people here. So probably you're listening and siguro bago ka lang na nakikinig sa mga services natin. I want to give you this opportunity. Would you repent? And would you ask the Lord to forgive you of all your sins? And guess what's the promise? And He will give you the gift of the Holy Spirit in one way or another. We are part of those people who have murdered the Son of God. Yet when we repent, God is offering us the third person, and that is the Holy Spirit. It's a gift that comes from God, not only forgiveness of sins, but God dwelling inside of us to guide us, to lead us, to transform us, to make known the mystery of the gospel in us and through us. And if you're one of those people and you would want to accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior, probably before you have unbelief, but now the Holy Spirit is convicting you to believe that Jesus is Christ, that He is Lord, that He is the Savior of the world, would you humble yourself today and say, Lord, I need you. Lord, would you come into my heart? And Lord, would you save me and forgive me of all my sins? If you're one of those, would you pray this prayer after me and say, Lord Jesus, thank you that you died on the cross for me. Lord, I repent of my sin. Forgive me of my unbelief. And Lord, today I am declaring, Jesus, you are Lord and Christ. And Lord, thank you, God, that even as I repent and receive your forgiveness, Lord, thank you that I am receiving the gift of the Holy Spirit. Lord, thank you for the forgiveness of sins. Thank you for the gift of eternal life. And most importantly, thank you for the gift of the Holy Spirit. Lord, would you transform me? Lord, would you help me to know you more? In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. Times may change, but one thing remains. The Spirit of God is upon us and He is continually calling us to fulfill the mission, and that is to preach the gospel and to make disciples of all nations. Wherever you are at, I believe God is calling you. Would you preach the gospel? That is the Spirit of Pentecost. The outpouring of the Holy Spirit was given to us so that we will be able to be effective witnesses of the gospel. Amen. Let me just pray for each and every single one of us as we close our service today. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make His face shine upon you. May the Lord look with favor towards you and give you peace and the boldness and the Spirit of God to proclaim the gospel. Probably to your loved ones, to your friends, to your office mates, wherever and whoever the Lord will direct you, preach the gospel to all people. God bless you. See you again next week.
Thank you for listening. We hope you were encouraged by the message. For more podcasts and updates, visit victory.org.ph or download the Victory app. You may also give through our website and share your prayer requests and answered prayers with us there.